down. Because we're going to have coffee up here today. But before you sit, please pass the peace of Christ to one.
Good morning, Jack.
Thank you.
So, yes, it is December 31st. That's exactly right. That's my next thing. It's 2018, so we start a whole new year next year. Many people start the new year by making New Year's resolutions. Do you know what a resolution is? It's a promise. It's like making a promise that we're going to do certain things. So usually it's a promise to do something better than we did last year. What do you think might be a good resolution? Yes?
Praying.
Praying, that would be an excellent resolution. Watch less TV. Play outside more. Put your seatbelt on every time you get in the car. Be nice to other kids, even sisters and brothers. Put away your toys when you're done playing with them. And I'll come to church every week. Do you think of any others? Some people don't take New Year's resolutions very seriously. Well, it's just a promise that you made to yourself, so it's no big deal. Well, but it is a big deal, because a promise is a promise. And it's important to keep your promises, even if it's just a promise to yourself. God is always faithful in keeping his promises. Do you know that in the Bible, there's more than 1,000 of God's promises? He makes promises about love, forgiveness, peace, help when we're having trouble, success. A rainbow is God's promise. That's one of my favorites. Did you know that? A rainbow is God's promise that he will never flood the whole earth again. So when we begin this new year, let's just remember that while God is faithful in keeping his promises to us, we should be faithful in keeping our promises. It doesn't matter if it's a promise to yourself, a promise to a friend, or a parent, or a promise to God. After all, a promise is a promise. Here's a rainbow for each of you to take in color when you have a chance, and that will remind you about God's promise. Hold our hands and bow our heads and say a little prayer. Holy God, we thank you for giving us a whole new year to worship and learn more about you. Just as you are faithful to keep your promises, help us to be faithful in keeping our promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Lori is going to teach today. If you want to go to Kids West. Katrina.
turnover for a while there. And Fred led us through redoing the building, and he's still working on redoing the furnace, right? Many things, many times that we call Fred, he comes running, and like the window falling in on the nursery school, things like that. So we appreciate all that you have done, and Becca, keeping us going into the community and making us part of God's blessings. So I just want to thank you all, and I want to recognize what you've done, and I want to also recognize that new leaders are coming in. Robin's taking over for Becca. Doug and Jim, yes? Doug Keel and Jim DeArmond are taking over trustees, and Michelle Boker, Marcia Boker, is taking over for Deb. So we have good leadership, so let's just give them a round of applause.
Brad's grandpa died on Christmas Day, and so his struggle is over after being on hospice. So we're glad that he's up in heaven, and he was a great guy. So, thank you.
All right. Prayers for the Mackinac family as they grieve that loss. Any other noise or concerns? And let's be in a time of silent prayer. Lord, you give us this day that is bright with sunlight and hope, and yet chills us to the bone. But we know, as we end this year and begin a new one, that what gets us through is that Jesus is our Lord, and is with us always. We do confess that your love has come into the world, incarnate in Jesus Christ, and that you have been revealed to us through his love, grace, and truth. We also know that through Christ we have the promise of eternal life, the hope of salvation, and the forgiveness of our sins. The wonder of Jesus challenges us to love our neighbors as if they were ourselves, and we are encouraged to seek reconciliation and wholeness, and empowered to work for justice. Wondrous God, you are the one in whom we live and move and have our being. And you are the love that saves the world. Send us out to share that love with all whom we meet, to be your light in others' darkness. We ask all of this in the name of Emmanuel, God with us, Christ Jesus, who brought us together and taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next song is Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne, which is in the Black Hymnal, if you need that. And I invite you to rise as you're able.
Jesus, as he goes into the temple. When 8 days had passed,
passed, Jesus' parents circumcised him and gave him the name Jesus. This was the name given to him by the angel before he was conceived. When the time came for their ritual cleansing, in accordance with the law from Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Every firstborn male will be dedicated to the Lord. They offered a sacrifice in keeping with what's stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. A man named Simeon was in Jerusalem. He was righteous and devout. He eagerly anticipated the restoration of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. The Holy Spirit revealed to him that he wouldn't die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Led by the Spirit, he went into the temple area. Meanwhile, Jesus' parents brought the child to the temple so that they could do what was customary under the law. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God. He said, "Now, Master, let your servant go in peace according to your word, because my eyes have seen your salvation. You prepared this salvation in the presence of all people. It's a light for revelation to the Gentiles and a glory for your people Israel." His father and mother were amazed by what was said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This boy is assigned to be the cause of the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that generates opposition, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your innermost being too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, who belonged to the tribe of Asher. She was very old. After she married, she lived with her husband for 7 years. She was now an 84-year-old widow. She never left the temple area, but worshiped God with fasting and prayer, night and day. She approached at that very moment and began to praise God and to speak about Jesus to everyone who was looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. So, here we are. The family reunion time is over. It's time to get back to our regular lives. The year is ending and a new year dawns. This night, the regular cycles of our work and study will likely begin in the next few days. Taking all you've experienced through these past 5 weeks of Advent and Christmas, including today, how will you seek to live realigned and transformed by Jesus, who is destined for the falling and rising of many and the redemption of the universe? Kind of a big question. But what has your year been like? Remember these nice jars we gave out? I'm going to use Sally because she has much more colorful paper. Remember these jars from last New Year's that we gave out to put in things that you have done that were good and fun, so that tonight you can look through them all and say, wow, that was a pretty good year. Sometimes we forget when we have a bad year that there's good things that go on too. Just trying to see if there was anything in here. Wonderful Thanksgiving with my family. Things like that. Those jars are a great way to remember, because years are up and down. There are no years that are only good or only bad. And so when we have a way to look back, it helps us to even out the scales and remember. I know I didn't remember to put in everything, but there's lots for which I am thankful and which has brought richness to my life. Sally went through her calendar and put in some of those things that she'd forgotten. And it's a great time capsule. What if you saved those for every year? Wouldn't that be something?
A hoarder would do that.
A hoarder would do that?
I'll give you that, Sally.
Yeah. Starting this year, right? So, we can look at the good things, but what about the things that are going wrong? There's ups and downs. I know I've had a few this year. What role did your faith play in keeping you moving forward and repairing any of the damage that might have been caused? During Advent, we took this journey of realignment with God's purposes for the universe and a reunion with one another as we journeyed to Bethlehem and remembered a baby born who would bring redemption to us all so we can live these wondrous lives. You know, we don't use that language very much of salvation and redemption and sin in this modern age, but that's what we're talking about here. And we've come a long way. When we began the series on December 3rd, we were reading from Isaiah, and people looked very strangely when this was read, because it was when the people of Israel were feeling estranged from God. They confessed their sins, they took responsibility for their transgressions, and begged the Lord to return to him, to them and redeem them. They prayed, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people." So we went from that kind of reading to now, the bookend, with the Gospel of Luke talking about Simeon seeing Jesus and saying, "Here he is." He takes this child in his arms and he says, "Here you are, Master. You're the one who will be preparing us all for the glory of God." And Mary and Joseph were there watching this whole thing, and they were amazed by what Simeon was saying to their son. Simeon offers a blessing to the family as he prophesies about the destiny of Jesus, saying that it's connected to the rising and the falling of many in Israel. He sees in this child what we see: hope and salvation of all people. Jesus' birth initiates a turning of the whole world towards God's kingdom. And I think that's partly what we forget when we go home to our lives, is that this birth is an initiation. It's starting the process. And it is a process that we carry with us through the entire year. It is not a single event that we leave behind. Just like the 12 days of Christmas are after Christmas, not before, because we continue to remember this because it is the beginning of something wondrous. So we have this time of Advent, and it's busy, and everybody's Christmas shopping, and you have kids and families and all these things. Some of us traveled, some people didn't. There's Christmas trees to be had, decorations, all that kind of stuff. But did you find yourself any closer to Jesus as you journeyed to his birth? I hope you made time, and if you didn't, there is still time, to look at the wonders of this life that God has given us through the birth of Jesus Christ, and to know that there are as many ups as there are downs. Maybe not equal in duration, but they're still a lot nonetheless. Do we look for the good? Do we look for the hard? I hope your faith was strengthened, because now we're poised to step out in that faith to live this life better in the coming year than we did in the past. Are you ready for 2018? Where does your faith journey take you as you leave the manger? I like Sally's talking about resolutions as promises. Promises to be kept even if they're to yourself. Because we tend to think it's better to keep promises to everyone else and, you know, leave our promises to ourselves, you know, second or third or 25th. But resolutions are those promises to ourselves. And it's a good thing that we do it even in our faith life. The great thing about this faith journey, even when we are home, is that we never ever walk alone. We're on this journey together, and no matter what the new year brings, we will continue to grow in God's love and move out to bring light and hope into the world because of Jesus' birth. We travel together.
Deb and I were trying to figure out how many people would be here today. Art, what's the final number?
43.
Oh, Deb was almost right on. She said 40. Yeah. I had less faith than you. I said 25. But we travel together. That's what makes it so special. We have this faith journey that is our own individual journey, and then we get to share it with our faith community. And then we get to share that love and joy and hope of Jesus to our community and beyond. Even when we're hurting, even when there are issues in our lives, we can take that forward because we know the downs are followed by ups. We know that we don't walk alone. And we know that as we leave the manger, we're refreshed and renewed and ready to start again. And isn't that a great way to start the new year? Let us pray. Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, we thank you for this year. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for the connections we make with one another and with you, and the special connection we make with Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, to keep those connections strong, to keep you first and foremost in our hearts, in our minds, as we make decisions, as we choose how to live this life going forward. Our world is not always pleasant. Sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's hurting. But Lord, you go with us. You go with us in this community. You go with us as we travel far away. Hear our prayer for this New Year's Eve. To be the people you call us to be. To journey forward in our faith each and every day in the year to come. Amen. Let us continue our worship with the bringing forth of the offering. Thank you.
for our many blessings, and we ask that you take these blessings and return them to the world to bring in your kingdom more fully. Amen. Please be seated. Announcement time! I'm supposed to especially get in mind that on Tuesday we're doing the newsletter. We usually do it before the end of the month, but I left them to it 2 days late. Ooh.
We still have poinsettias up front that need a home. I don't know who they belong to, but please, there are wrappers up in front.
They ended up in the office, I think.
Oh, okay. So we have wrappers for them, and please take them home. And also next Saturday morning at 9:30, we are going to take Christmas down, so I need some help. Thank you.
9:30 on next Saturday. Help to take them down. Christmas down. Other announcements. It's a very slow week, which has been nice. First Wednesday worship is this Wednesday, 5:30 worship, 6 o'clock meal, so you are all invited to take part in that. It's for any age. It's just a half an hour service in the middle of the week that's a little more relaxed, and everyone is welcome to that. What else do we have? The office is closed tomorrow. And there is a men's retreat coming up. There's more information on the bulletin boards and in the office if you would like to find out more about it. It's in February. And I think, you have anything?
We have choir practice.
We do have choir practice Wednesday.
We'll be singing next week.
Okay, so let's don't forget that. Any other announcements?
Just thank you to Donna and Sandy for reminding us that Feed the Pig is always available.
Oh yes, Pete the Pig is always available. Pete the Pig is out. So let's put up Pete today. So, and you know it is year end. If you have a couple extra dollars that you want to find a home for, I think Pete will take it for us as well. Won't you, Pete?
Yeah.
All right, well, I invite you to rise as we sing our final hymn, which is Once a World in the City.
Thank you.
and will be with us in this new year.
It is in you we trust. If you go ahead of us, we will go. If you go behind us, we will go. If you will listen to the cloud by day, and if you will light the night and the shadows with your fire, we will faithfully follow. This is our prayer. In all things that happen this year, we ask that you would be aware of your presence, O Lord.
In this walk that will always be by faith and not by sight, let us perceive your nearness.
We will stumble and fall, and we will also succeed and triumph. We will laugh, and we will also weep. But in those moments in which we cannot sense you near, let us see with the eyes of faith the marks of your presence all around us, beneath us, carrying us boldly into your future. With you we walk with confidence and trust into this new year.
Thank you. here's something to do.
Thank you.